The people displaced by Hurricane Katrina include tens of thousands of college students. That group includes about 3,000 foreign students. Foreigners face their own barriers to getting their lives back together, as NPR's Rina Advani reports.
28-year-old Ursula Daxica left her hometown of Innsbruck in the Austrian Alps to study at the University of New Orleans. She figured with fluent English and a PhD in political science under her belt, she'd be able to sell herself better in the job market. Now she's finished 3 years of study and has a couple more to go. She's a 6-year-old son and recently married an American. When she heard Katrina was coming, she and her family hit the road.
We had a car, and so we took the car, went to Jackson, Mississippi, thought we're going to stay there for 2 days, 3 days, and then go back home.
But as Daxica saw images on television of her Lakeview neighborhood underwater, she knew there was no going back.
It became obvious that my university would not be operating, probably for the fall. We decided we have to go somewhere where both I and my husband can do something.
That somewhere turned out to be Washington, D.C., plenty of universities and jobs. Daxica is now at George Washington University. She studies near campus in donated space, a spartanly furnished office with 3 flat-screen computers, but no sign of any books. Daxica aches for the 50 books she lost to Katrina. And though she's busy with her studies, in the back of her mind, she worries about how to pay the bills.
I'd much rather, you know, be able to go back and teach a course. And as it looks, I may be able to teach a course online. But I hope I have students in the class. That's the thing I'm worried about right now.
U.S. visa regulations only permit international students to work on the campus where they were originally admitted. And unlike the 68,000 American college students displaced by Katrina, foreign students can't apply for federal aid. They typically don't qualify for any kind of long-term assistance. Daxica runs her fingers through her hair in frustration at how the system works.
I paid federal income taxes. I've lived in Louisiana for 3 years. I feel like I should be eligible for some aid, and the only reason that I'm in a better position is the fact that I'm married to a U.S. citizen.
Congress is considering bills that would bring some relief to international students, and the Department of Homeland Security has loosened some of the regulations. But rules about taking a full course load and not working off campus remain in place. Jamie Zweiback, a spokeswoman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, says the government is doing the best it can to help.
We recognize that Hurricane Katrina changed a lot of situations for a lot of people, and so we'll be looking on a case-by-case basis.
And for students who may have left the country and want to return,
our priority is to ensure that those students who came here to study can continue their studies here in the United States.
That's good news for Ruben Jamalayan, who's supposed to be studying public health at Tulane University. Jamalayan is 35, married, and has a 2-year-old son. He's a pediatrician from Yerevan, the capital of Armenia. A tour in the Soviet army spared him from the 1988 earthquake in his home country. Katrina was his first hurricane.
I just settled my 2-bedroom apartment, furnished it, and I was expecting my family to join me there.
Jamalayan found shelter in the Superdome and was evacuated to Dallas after 5 nights. On the bus ride to Texas, his academic sponsors called him on his cell phone.
They told me that I have some emergency money by Western Union, and I have already transferred from Tulane University to Emory.
So now Jamalayan is in Atlanta and knows he's lucky to have found a program that offers him comparable classes. One international student he was with returned to Morocco. Others are scattered at universities across the U.S. Rina Advani, NPR News.